Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we get ready for tomorrow's opener in the playoffs against the New England Revolution, a 1 o'clock kick at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we welcome into the program Carlos Bocanegra, Technical Director of Atlanta United. Hey, Carlos.
Morning, guys.
Boca, boca.
So, Carlos, how do you fall in this discussion here? What the U.S. men's national team did, they seem to respect other teams and the wishes of other teams, but suddenly they put Miles Robinson in a position where he ends up with a hamstring injury and not available to your club.
Yeah, look, it's frustrating. I've had quite a few conversations and we're handling this between us, so I don't need to discuss what's been said and what's been going on kind of behind closed doors, but obviously we're gutted for Miles, and he's been a big part of the team, finished third place in Defender of the Year voting after a breakout season for us. So, we're definitely going to miss him this weekend, but we've got some other guys that have to step up, and it's an unfortunate circumstance, but you've got to count on your whole team all year round, and so other guys are going to have to step up and step in and do the job.
With that being said, how healthy is Joseph and Barker right now, and are they 90 minutes fit?
Yeah, they're looking good. I think, unfortunately, Miles is probably the only one that we're not going to be able to kind of have full go. So other than that, we've got a fully healthy team, which is nice. Always creates competition, tough choices for the coach. But, the guys were looking good this week. Training was sharp, especially yesterday and leading up to the game. So the guys are ready.
Atlanta United opens defense of its MLS Cup tomorrow against the New England Revolution. Pregame coverage of Mike and Jason begins at 12:30, kick at 1 at sold-out Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Carlos, I am curious about who this benefits more, the fact that you just played them. It was a 3-1 game, and if you just looked at the box score, you saw Atlanta United. But, boy, New England had a lot of chances that were spoiled early. Who does it benefit more that you just played them?
I don't know who it benefits more. It's always a weird one. Playing them at the end of the regular season and playing them again in the playoffs. We spoke about this beforehand. We also have a few things up our sleeve that we're able to change. We know they'll probably come in with a few different ideas and potentially a different game plan. They played us a little bit more straight up last game, and it was a bit more of an open game. Potentially they come in and try to sit back a tad bit, take space away from our wingers, take space away from Joseph behind the defense, which we were able to punish him last time. They understand that if they get scored on, they have to open themselves up, and that probably benefits us more. So, we might see them fall back a little bit and change their game plan from last time we played them.
I'm talking with Carlos Bocanegra, Technical Director of Atlanta United, about the Revolution and Atlanta United coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the opening of the Cup. So here you get a chance to open up defensive. How cool, but let's just start with that, Carlos. How cool does it say we get to begin our playoff run as the defending champions, defending our title?
No, it's great. We've got the cup downstairs. As a little reminder, the guys walking in and out of the building, as well as the staff every day, get to see it, and a reminder of just how good that felt last year. There's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of hurt along the way. So we've got to dig deep, and everybody wants to take that off of us. So we have to, first and foremost, go out there and match intensity, match the fight. And then our quality should show through.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to my man Carlos Bocanegra, Atlanta United technical director. Were you surprised that my man Brad Guzan was the finalist for goalkeeper of the year?
Yeah, that was disappointing. I thought he's had a fantastic year for us. He's been a leader on and off the field, but then his performances on the field have kept us, in the game or won us some games. We had the record streak of clean sheets with no goals over the summertime, and I think sometimes goalkeepers on a good team that has a good defense, hence Miles getting third in the race for Defender of the Year this year, they might get overlooked because they don't get as many shots or as many chances in a game to make the save, but I'll tell you what, when you know Brad only gets a few here and there, and he makes a big save for us, that's huge. So that was disappointing because we had a fan here.
Well, of course, you have the target, Carlos Bocanegra, technical director of Atlanta United, as the defending champions, and you know we get that. But you may not be on the board necessarily the favorites because of the way the year played out, and so the pressure is going to fall on LAFC and on NYCFC as in their respective conferences because they have home field advantage. You know, the expectation level of their fans is that they are the favorites of the team to go through, and they may be right, by the way. But you've played in both places, and you understand what that might mean if you have to get to that spot. Does that take a little bit of the pressure off your guys in any way?
I don't think it takes the pressure off us because we want to win championships every year. And for us, you know, we don't want to just get to the playoffs. That's not what our goal is. We want to win the title. So the pressure is internal from our fans, from the organization. That is the goal, and that is the pressure here at Atlanta United. So the added stuff from the media and other teams and whatnot, we try not to concern ourselves too much with that because we have our own goals and our own aspirations in mind here. And, you know, competing for a championship every year is something we strive for.
All right, so what's the one thing that you have to lean on the most here? If you're going to defend the cup title, let's say you're going to make a run to winning it again, what has to be on point for you guys?
We've got to be a little bit cleaner in our decision-making in the middle of the park, as well as making sure we don't have any mental mistakes or, you know, we're not open at the back. So in the playoffs, especially in a one-game series or a one-and-done, if you get down early or if you have a bad stretch of 20 minutes, that's difficult to come back from. We can't rely on our attack to score. Teams will throw numbers behind the ball if they catch a lead and make it really difficult and just make it an ugly game and make it tough to find space and find the goal. So, we've got to match everyone's intensity. I'm not concerned about that. We're playing at home. Mercedes and our fans, best atmosphere in the league. Absolutely love that. So they're going to be fired up for that. Just can't have any mental lapses. And, you know, it's been a long season. It's been a grind with the travel, the Open Cup, CONCACAF Champions League. But now it is down to the money part, and this is where it counts. This is where the mentality, you have to be switched in, locked on for 90 minutes, mentally together as a unit, and we've got to go get that cup again.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.